Now, it is, of course, the time of the week where basically this could go anywhere. This kind of just turns into a dumpster fire, and I love it. We are, of course, taking a look at the not news for the week. And Jeff Field joins us in the studio now.
Good morning, Tess. I'm glad you enjoy this segment.
I love it. It's you just, know, it turns into huge bin fires, and I love it.
My main job here is to teach journalism students about the serious aspects of journalism. And here I am doing a segment at 7:15 on Thursday where really anything could happen and probably will happen. And I don't even really understand the segment. All I know is that it's news that's not news that could have been news, and there are some news that
shouldn't have been news.
Or should have been in the news but wasn't. Does that make sense?
Well, you walked into this studio, I will say, and said, "Hi, Tess, I really hope that what I'm about to do makes sense." So right. I'm ready.
Shall we start?
Let's go.
Okay,
Let's jump straight into it.
Okay, Barnaby Joyce laid bare salacious personal details, his complicated relationship with his daughters, and the public breakdown of his marriage in his autobiography, which he's been out spruiking this week on all the morning TV shows, all his, you know, media-friendly outlets. He offered an inside glimpse into the media storm following his affair with his former secretary, but interestingly failed to include a photo of his four daughters. Ooh. Now, he said it was a deliberate decision not to have photos of Bridget, Julia, Caroline and Odette, but the 51-year-old said he wanted to show his girls respect by not having them in the book and to honour their right of privacy as adults. But here we go.
Yep.
He said the same approach was not needed for his infant son, Sebastian, who's been on television. And I quote, "I think children are different. Adults have their own personalities, and I just know what it's like to be in the public spotlight." As you may have guessed, photos of Sebastian are featured in the new book.
Okay, there is a lot to unpack here. I'm thinking
I shouldn't laugh at this, but you know.
Burn the whole suitcase instead.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Give me a second.
I can see you digesting this. I can literally see it happening.
All right. So we're gonna show respect to our daughters, plural, by not publishing
photos.
Their pictures.
Yeah.
But that respect is not extended to my son. But at the same time, in amongst all this, they are so respected that we left them and went and had this affair.
Yeah. And publish pictures in the book of the baby, because babies are different and it's okay to have them in the public spotlight.
I hate this because I was going to say in 20 years, not even in 20 years, when Sebastian starts school, so in 5, 6, 7 years, his mates are going to be able to Google him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I hate this.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I work at a radio station that generally doesn't get involved in private lives. You know, this is the Deputy Prime Minister. It's been everywhere. Everyone knows about it. This is a different story. But I would hate to work in media organisations that dig into private affairs and love lives and all the rest of it. Anyway, let's move on. That's one down.
That's a lot.
Not sure whether I actually want to know about this story, Tess. This takes it to another direction.
That's terrifying.
But how's this for a hook from a major website this week? Death comes for all of us, but how?
What?
These are the most likely causes. National health data shows about 40% of deaths in Australia in the past 5 years could be traced back to 6 causes: heart attacks, dementia, lung cancer, strokes, lung disease, and diabetes. But what are the top causes of death in your area?
If you
type your local council area into this box, we'll show you the top 10 ways you could die.
Oh, no!
I'm not kidding you. So you typed your postcode in and it would give you the most likely causes of death.
Now, I've made this mistake before of like, find out what's happening in your area. I remember a little while back, the Greens made a website where you could plug in your postcode and it would tell you how many registered guns were in your area.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that'll be fun. And it came up with, there was like 1,000 registered guns in my suburb. And I was out for the rest of the week, so I'm not making this mistake again.
And all I'm going to say is, of course I care about my health, but do I need to know how I'm going to die? Do I want to know how I'm going to die? It just seems a little creepy putting in your postcode and then having what you'll most likely die of. A very strange thing that, and it was a major website. I won't say which one. Yeah, I will. Should I?
Go it.
Fairfax.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very strange. Okay.
I imagine the water cooler conversation. Like, oh, I know somebody yesterday who passed from a heart attack. Oh, well, that's odd, considering the area he lives in is more known for lung cancer. What are you aiming to achieve?
I find it a very, very creepy sort of thing. No, no.
Nah.
Okay. Now, you've heard about cash for comments in the media industry.
Yes.
This was an actual story, right? You ready to hear this? This was published as a news story, not as an ad.
Oh.
You ready? I'll quote it word for word. Keeping your makeup looking fresh while in the air is no easy feat, but it's something flight attendants seem to have down to a fine art. Catherine Bellott has been flying with Jetstar for 9 years now, and her hair and makeup never look anything other than picture perfect. While she always travels with a kit designed for quick touch-ups, L'Oreal Paris Infallible Fixing Mist is one product she swears by for a fresh face. And best of all, it cost a very affordable $15 and is available from any supermarket.
Call now and we'll give you a free set of steak knives.
That was actually listed as a news story.
That's an infomercial script.
Okay, so I feel dirty having read that.
That's
but anyway,
gross.
There we go.
But like, there is so much more to being a... I mean, I'm obviously not a flight attendant, but I used to have a friend whose mum was a flight attendant, and I think there's more to it than keeping your makeup looking good.
And journalists, editors, website, people that run websites, stop running public relations ads.
That's
not a news story.
Now at the very affordable price.
If you ever hear me doing that, kick me out of the building.
Okay. All right. Get that one gone.
And finally, look, this has been a really big story. And look, what can I say? Pink is a big star.
Yeah.
Right? She's a big star. In fact, she broke the record at the old entertainment center for attendance records. And that's no mean feat.
You know,
people like Sir Elton John and John Farnham, Coldplay, you know, over the years. But this week, social media went into meltdown when her Monday concert was called off on Monday, literally just lit hours before it was due to start. The tabloids, then implied she wasn't really sick by publishing recent photos of her on a beach at Byron Bay. You get the drift, Tess?
She's fine.
Yeah.
She was fine 2 days ago. She's fine now.
Well, the sassy singer hit back with a statement yesterday, and it's a killer. I'll give you some of it. It's really long. So if I was to read the whole thing, we'd be here till the 8 o'clock news.
Right.
She starts off, "Hi, beautiful people of Sydney," da-da-da-da, just thanking people. And she says, "My next show will be on Saturday, and until then, I will be drinking green tea and spending time with my kids. That's a warning to the paparazzi. You might actually see me walking upright outside of my hotel room cage with two little children. And another warning, I might even smile. Not too much, though. I try to control the smiling." and she goes on, and it's brilliant. If you can find it, have a look. She finishes off saying, "I also want to thank the amazing doctors and nurses at St. Vincent's Hospital for taking such good care of me and getting me home to my kids." So good on you, Pink. And to the media organisations that were giving her a hard time and just being really awful in implying that she was taking a sickie. Yeah, I think that's really low. Your health comes first.
And at the end of the day, what did you want her to do? If she went out there and she performed and she wasn't able to give...
She would have been slammed.
She would have been, "Oh my God, Pink gives worst performance of her career." Like,
damned if you
win.
Do and damned if you don't. And all I'm saying is, I don't know about you, but my health comes first. If I've got gastro, I'm in pain. I want to be in hospital. I don't want to be in a harness on a stage.
Yeah, doing those silk amazing acrobatics things. Nah.
So there we go. There's some of the things that, I don't know, some of the things that caught my attention through the week. That's
I still
can't quite work out the segment, but I really enjoy it.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
For whatever that was. Jeff Field there running us through the not news. Definitely not going to go plug my postcode into a How Will You Die site. I can't believe that's been made. Who put time and effort into that? Because that's some things that no one wants to know. No one wants to know about that.